Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, where we're coming at you 6 days a week. Five of those days, it's pure entrepreneurial, motivational, inspirational training. We take Saturday off because that is the day he rested. And Sunday is our spiritual podcast where we talk about God, which is always a great topic. So, hey, today I want to welcome everybody from all over the world, number 100 countries. You're plugged into the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's August 26, 2014. It's a great day. It's a great day because you need reasons. Oh, I know you need reasons. It can't just be because you woke up on the right side of the ground. No, can't be that. Can't because you're vertical, not horizontal, laying in a hospital bed someplace, having somebody change your bedpan. Oh, can't be that. Can't be because you actually have a roof over your head and over a billion people slept on a dirt floor last night around the world. No, can't be that. You got to have reasons, man, because we all got to have our comparisons to other people. You know, I went to high school with somebody and now they're a cardiovascular surgeon making $800,000 a year and I'm stuck in a stupid job. Hey, let me tell you something. It's out there for the taking. I am living, breathing proof that you can start right now. Right now. Doesn't matter where you've been. You could have screwed up. Listen, you're talking to one of the biggest screw-ups in the history of the world. Are you with me? Yet, I managed to get out of the rat race. And hey, I'm still learning every day, just like you. The only difference is I will never, ever, ever, ever make an excuse, and you can't do that either. It's easy, but you can't do it. Hey, I also want to give a shout-out to all the great reviews. I'm going to read a couple of those. If I get to them today, great. If not, I'll definitely do it this week. Coming in on iTunes. Make sure you go to iTunes, leave a review of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Just go into iTunes, search for Sam Crowley. You'll see the show right there, the Everyday Saturday podcast. Give it a 5-star rating. Leave a great review. Why? Because I'm on a massive ego trip. No. Because I want other people to find the show. And the more reviews we get, bumps our show up in the category for people looking to be inspired, to be motivated every single day. And your review helps. All right? Just being honest with you, we have hundreds and thousands of downloads. And as of today, we have 123 5-star reviews. So quick gravy training. Get off your rusty duff and leave that review today. Beyonce. When I say Beyonce, what do you think of, right? Killer voice, great body, unbelievably talented, right? All of those great things that go on when you hear Beyonce. Unbelievably talented, very wealthy, okay? And yet, I was watching the VMA Awards, Video Music Awards, Sunday night, which is always great. Whenever you watch these, you got to get on Twitter, man. You got to get on Twitter. Whenever you watch like a sporting event, like Sundays, I'm on Twitter all day watching sports. It's like my escape. I don't know. Some people read books. Other people go for walks or I don't know what, man. I get on Twitter during events because to see people grip in one way or another, half the Twitter population, it's a dichotomy. It's a microcosm of society. You have half the world on one end of just whatever argument, team, opinion. You got one end of the whole spectrum over here. Then you got the other end of the spectrum over here, and it's amazing. We're all watching the same thing, you know? And it's fascinating. I'm a people watcher. I love watching people. And I love watching people online either make asses of themselves or make some really creative, intelligent remarks. Either way, it's entertaining. and educational. You know, a lot of the times I make an ass of myself doing this podcast or doing YouTube videos. I've gotten over the point of worrying about how that plays in Peoria. I'm just who I am. You got to be who you are, you know? You just got to be who we are, enjoy it, embrace it. You know, you can't change who you are, you know? I'm pretty much where I'm going to be as far as, you know, my DNA. So I'm just going to kind of work with the talents I got. How about you do the same thing and quit arguing for your limitations, because they'll be yours. Argue for them, baby, and you got them. Because there's nobody's going to come on the other side of the argument. And after a while, they're going to go away anyway. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, oh, I just can't do that. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, well, then you can't do it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you can. It's stupid. You win. You win. You'll always win that argument. The can'ts. The argument of the can'ts. I can't do it. I don't have any money. Don't know how. Well, all right, you win. I'm done. I got to go talk to somebody else. All right, you win. Okay, I got it. You can't. I get it. Bye-bye. Beyonce crushed it at the VMAs. That's a good thing. And she had like a 16-minute closing to the VMAs, all right? And so it's like watching a Beyonce concert. So I stayed up past 11, which is damn near pulling an all-nighter for yours truly. You know, I mean, I go to bed 9:30, 10 o'clock, because I get up around 4:30, 5 in the morning. I'm just a morning person, not a night owl. I'm a morning, early bird, all right? And I try to beat my kids, especially during the school, beat my kids to getting up. I got to make sure I finish that sentence. It could be child services coming after me. I try to beat my kids at a coffee pot when I get up in the morning. I want like a half hour of peace, having a cup of coffee, scroll through emails. I'm doing a really cool thing as well, chronicling our daughter Susan, who is alive again today. It's August 26th, so that makes it, 9 days? She was born on the 17th, so it'll be, this is her 9th day alive. God, that's just awesome, isn't it? I mean, I'm counting the days my daughter is alive. Isn't that amazing? But yet, we don't do that when we're adults. We don't count the days we're alive, you know? I'm getting old, 45. Yeah, but you've been alive 45 times, an average of 365 days. That's a lot of days. Congratulations. Your heart's still beating, brain's still operating, your limbs still work. But I'm sore when I got out of bed. There you go. There you go again. All right? Just be thankful for what you do have. I'm counting the days my daughter's alive, man. Every single darn one of them, you know? So it's August 17th. I don't know. Or it's August 26th right now. My daughter was born August 17th. Loving it, dude. Just love being a father of four. Anyway, back at it. Beyonce. I don't know where I was right before that sentence, but I'm going to get back to Beyonce. Okay? So I'm watching the VMAs, and I'm on Twitter because it's so much more fun to watch it with everybody else around the world and seeing what everybody tweets. And somebody put a tweet out there that was really cool. I wish I would have tweeted this, but I didn't. I should have just stolen it and called it mine. But I'm not like that. Somebody wrote, hey, just remember this. Beyonce has the same number of hours in the day that you do. And I thought, damn. You're right. Remember, Bob Proctor gave me that advice. Sam, you got 168 hours in the day, in the week, man. You decide to do, you do what you do, I'll do what I do, all right? But we keep this in mind. We both got the same amount of time, 168 hours in the week. So this person tweets out, hey, everybody, just want to remind you, you have the same number of hours in the day as Beyonce does. And a lot of people retweeted it, commented, oh, that's awesome. Amen, brother. Amen. You're right. And then you've got the other half. You know, who's the other half? You know the other half. The woe is me. The world's against me. You don't know my story. And the three greatest words ever said by the brokest people in the world. Must be nice. Must be nice. Must be nice to be Beyonce. Must be nice to be married to Jay-Z. Must be nice to be able to sing and have that kind of voice and body and everybody just fawns all over you. Must be nice. Well, when I saw the must be nice people break out of the woodwork on Twitter after that person put that out there, I thought, you know, I know Beyonce, you know Beyonce, but I don't know her story. I know she was from Houston, but that's all I know. She's from Houston, she's married to Jay-Z, and she's worth like $1 billion, okay? Other than that, I don't know much about her, but I'm not jealous of her success or Jay-Z's success or anybody. I used to be, though. Used to be that guy. Used to be jealous of people's success, mainly in corporate. They get promoted. Wow, better than them, smarter than them. I work harder than them. The hell are they getting promoted over me? Oh, if I could just turn back the clock and give Sam Crowley at age 29, 30 years old advice, it would be, dude, relax. Just work in your own field. plant your own harvest, reap it, continue to plant. You'll be noticed. Don't worry. Don't measure yourself against other people. And, you know, I'm not so sure even at the age of 30 I would have even listened to my own advice, but I certainly would have tried to give myself that advice. And I certainly don't do that now. I don't look at other people and say, I'm mainly happy. See, the difference in the entrepreneurial world, most of the time, you always got people that are just whacked out. But most of the time, as entrepreneurs, we are not jealous of another entrepreneur's success. You know, in the workforce, you're always like gunning for promotions. It's massive competition. You're always being compared against other people, especially if you're in a sales job. They always compare you to other people, you know, because you're being ranked and given bonuses based on your performance of other people. In the entrepreneurial world, you kind of just do your own thing. And if you add value, then you get reward. And if you don't add value, then you don't get reward. And quite honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't want anything for free. Now, if you want to give me something for free, go ahead and give it to me. I'll take it, but I'm not looking for it. But in the corporate world where it used to be like that, yeah, you know, yeah, I'll take it. Come on, I deserve it. I deserve it. Okay? You don't deserve anything, man. Nothing. So anyway, Beyonce. From Wikipedia, I'm looking at her Wikipedia page. Beyonce Giselle Knowles was born in Houston, Texas, to Xerox sales manager Matthew Knowles and hairdresser and salon owner Celestine Ann, quote-unquote, Tina Beyonce. So Beyonce's name is a tribute to her mother's maiden name. Oh, got it. Okay, cool. So she's got a younger sister, Solange, if I'm saying that correctly. And if I'm not, please hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Say, hey, loser, you're pronouncing names wrong. And I'm not going to read the whole bio here, but here's a couple things that jumped out at me. All right, she was educated at St. Mary's Elementary School in Fredericksburg, Texas. All right, she enrolled in dance classes. And her singing talent was discovered by a dance instructor. And, okay, so that's cool. She kept her interest in music and performing. And she won a couple of talent shows at the age of 7, singing John Lennon's Imagine to beat 15 and 16-year-olds. Okay, so at the age of 7, she's doing pretty good. In the fall of 1990, Beyonce enrolled in Parker Elementary School. It was a music magnet school in Houston, where she performed in the choir. Okay, so far, nothing earth-shattering, right? Talent, she obviously has talent. She can sing, but nothing like, and no, I don't see a silver spoon yet. Okay, she was also a member of the choir at St. John's United Methodist Church. All right, she was a soloist for a couple of years. Cool, I know a lot of people did that, so do you. At age 8, Beyonce and her childhood friend Kelly Rowland, oh wow, Kelly Rowland is massive talent as well, met Latavia Robertson while in an audition for an all-girl entertainment group. Okay, they were placed into the group with three other girls as the name of the group, Girls Time, T-Y-M-E, and they rapped and danced on the talent show circuit in Houston. All right. After seeing the group, R&B producer Arnie Frogger brought them into his Northern California studio, placed them in a Star Search, which is a huge talent show, national TV. They failed to win, and they later said the song they sang wasn't very good at all. All right, cool. In 1995, Beyonce's father resigned from his job, so he quit his job to manage the group. That reduced the family's income by half, and her parents were forced to move into separate apartments. Okay, so I think we're getting a picture here, right? Beyonce's parents now are living in separate apartments because her dad wants to manage their group. Huge risk. That is a huge entrepreneurial risk. Would you do that? If you saw talent in your child, would you quit your job at Xerox as a sales manager, meaning steady income, bonus, commission, override, health insurance, 401k, pension? You give all that up to manage your kid who's singing and hasn't won a thing, okay? All right, so here we are. Matthew cut the original lineup to 4, blah, 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 the opening ad, blah, blah, blah. The girls audition, record labels, okay, moving to a blah, 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 nothing. Okay, here's where it says they signed to Atlanta Records briefly to work on their first recording, only to be cut by the company. Dog eat dog industry, baby, the music industry. It's a what have you done for me lately? Get out the door. Don't let the door hit you in the butt when you're walking out. That type of industry, all right? This put further strain on the family, and Beyonce's parents separated, okay? So in October 5th, 1995, Beyonce's parents separated, okay? So just up to that point in time, there is no silver spoon. Now, the good news starts in 1996. The girls began recording their debut album under an agreement with Sony Music. The Knowles family reunited, and shortly after, the group got a contract with Columbia Records. And then 1997, Destiny's Child, the group with the other two members, was formed. And I guess, as the rest they say, is history. Okay? So look at that now. So when somebody tweets out into Twitter, remember, Beyonce only has the same amount of time you have in each day. Don't be a hater, man. Go out and say, huh, that really hits me. That strikes me to my core. I wonder what her story is. See, nobody wants to know the story. Nobody wants to know, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. All right. Everybody just wants to say, must be nice. It must be nice. Now, there's a lot of work involved in being an entrepreneur. I would never sugarcoat it and say there's get rich quick. Now, there's get rich quicker, definitely. Like, it takes you 40 years. Everybody's going to make $1 million. Even if you make 50 grand a year, after 10 years, that's $500,000. After 20 years, you've made $1 million. All right, so everybody's going to make $1 million. Okay, let's just say it. Most people in a job are going to make $1 million over their lifetime. The difference is, do you want to get rich quicker? Do you want to get rich quicker? Do you want to wait 20 years to make that $1 million? And by the way, why are you even trying to make $1 million? That's way more important than the actual money itself is, why are you doing this? You know, the journey I'm going through right now with a girl in the neonatal intensive care unit, 9 days alive, thank God, praise God, 9 days alive. I get an opportunity to drive down there with my wife every day. I drive my two daughters to school. My wife drives my other daughter to school. We meet at home at 8:30 in the morning, go down to Children's Hospital at 9 a.m., spend a few hours there with our baby Susan, and then we drive home. Guys, it's like $3,000 a day for the hospital. You know, I don't even know what she's going to be in there. Let's say she's in there 100 days, even though it's going to be more because it's going to be way more than that. But let's just say that's $300,000 just for the NICU. I don't even know. I mean, I don't know. Insurance. Yeah, of course we have insurance. But you know how insurance companies are. They try their damnedest not to cover anything. Hey, by the way, that ibuprofen for $14 is not covered under your particular. You got to go under pharmaceutical in-network, pharmaceutical out-of-network. And it'll explain why we're not covering that $14 ibuprofen pill you had on August 10th, okay? So I don't know. I don't lay awake at night worried about it because I'm free. I'm free. I get the chance to see all my girls every single day. And if you don't have that type of freedom, you're just one decision away. You're just one decision away. You know what it starts with, first of all? It starts with stop hanging around people who are saying must be nice. That's where it all starts. Because they're only going to drag you right down. They are, as Robert Kiyosaki said in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, they are the Kohiki crabs. They're the crabs you put into the coffee can that you find on the beach in Hawaii. One of them tries to climb out, and all the other ones bring him right back into the coffee can, never to see the light of day by himself. All right? Don't let that be you. Do a little bit of research. Find out how people were successful. And you know what you're going to find out? The common denominator through all these people were, yeah, of course they caught a break. I caught a break. I can't even imagine the launch I had in 2009, for example, the speaking gig I talk about in 2008 in my book, No More Workdays, The Journey to Making Every Day a Saturday, available at Amazon.com, of my big break in 2008. You know, 6 months before, I'm shoveling sidewalks in Bradford, Pennsylvania. July of that year, at the Waikiki Hilton in Hawaii, sharing the stage with Lee Brower from The Secret. I mean, it's stuff. Why? Because of this podcast, number one. I got off my ass and said, I'm actually going to get the message out. Of course I had people taking shots at me. Of course I had people making fun of me. Of course. Yes, yes, yes. It's all going to happen to you too. But I'm not saying it's going to happen to you, actually. That's the way the victim thinks. It's going to happen for you. Be blessed there's people taking shots at you. Be blessed you got a bullseye on your forehead, as the great Reggie Jackson said, number 44 for the New York Yankees. You ready? We're going to end the show with this quote, and I want you to remember this one. They don't boo nobodies. You know what I'm talking about? They don't boo nobodies. So go be somebody. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.